Jane, so good to see you.
Nice to see you, Brian.
It's been way, way too long. You're getting the boys back together again. How long has that been?
Well, I think it was about 3 years ago. We had a show in Eaton, Ohio. And before that, I think it was in 2015. So just those two shows in the last several years.
Take us back. When did this start with your band, this band?
Oh, gosh. Well, Kelly, the drummer, was the first with me, and that was 94. And then Scott and Steve since 95. Then Kelly left for a while, and we played with different drummers, and he was gone for maybe, I don't know, 3-4 years. So really, the longest with Scott and Steve, and that's been since 95.
And you let Kelly back in.
We had to. We missed him.
Now, this band that's playing at the Sorg this coming Saturday night, same fellas, same guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
So what do you go back in your catalog? Do you have any new things to wheel and deal in?
We have a couple new songs. So before we sort of took a hiatus, we were recording, and lots of things interrupted that. So we're going to play a couple of those songs that never got released. Mm-hmm. We could still finish them. We had a lot tracked, actually. But we're just going, trying to figure that out now, going through the years and pulling things from different CDs.
Well, there's a wealth of material.
A wealth of real fine material.
Perhaps a few people know the Sorg Opera House. Boy, in its heyday, it was the like crown jewel of that area. But it went into disrepair. It was vacant for years, if not decades. And it has recently been, or maybe still is, being refurbished. I think they got seats from Music Hall when Music Hall went through their big renovation. I've not yet seen it yet. Have you?
I have not.
So I look very much forward to seeing what those folks have done with it. It's supposed to be just beautiful.
I heard. I've seen pictures. Mm-hmm. It looks beautiful. It looks like a great stage. And I heard it has an unbelievably great history. There might be some spirits floating around.
Yes.
And I'm so looking forward to that. That doesn't bother me one bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been writing songs for a long, long time, mostly for your band, but more recently, over the past several years, couple of years, 2 or 3 years, you have, I don't want to say taken it more seriously, but really dove into it head first.
Right.
Tell me about that process.
Well, I'm writing for a publisher in Nashville now. And so 5 years ago, I set out to learn that market and that industry. And it was all because of a conversation I had with my dad on his deathbed. And he was like, well, you know, Janie, what's next for music? What are you going to do? And have you ever thought about getting a publishing deal? Which and I said, Dad, I've no idea what that would mean. Like, I don't know what publishers do. I always did everything on my own for my project. So I said, I know that people co-write and they make appointments, and that is like a really weird thing to do, to make an appointment to write, like at 10 o'clock, we will be writing a song tomorrow. But that's a conversation I had with my dad, and he died that week, and I just remembered that conversation, and I wanted to be able to answer those questions. I wanted to know, what does a Nashville publisher do, and what is it like to make an appointment and write with someone? And I did dive headfirst into it to learn as much as I can. I feel like I maybe should have earned a PhD because I just was relentless in my pursuit of understanding, and also understanding why my Jane Sack stuff wouldn't fly even with a country vocal. I thought that I had some songs that could just translate to that market, not as for me as an artist, but if I had a country demo singer singing them, that they could be pitched. And I was absolutely so wrong.
Why? How? I don't understand that part.
Because I'm an indie writer, and there are no rules. There's no boundaries. You just write what you feel. If it makes sense to you in a way, it could mean different things to different people. And that is not how it is when you're writing for marketability and you're writing for the masses. So I've always been a writer, even when I was in the professional world of writing for Channel 7 in Dayton. I had to learn different things. I had to learn writing as a reporter. I had to learn writing for marketing. There's rules and there's things you can and can't do. And I had the revelation that it's actually in Nashville, it's no different than all the other writing I've had to learn. I just had to learn it. There's a craft to it, and it's the hardest writing I've ever done. It's so challenging, and that has kept me at it. And I was really fortunate to get signed by a publisher. That doesn't happen a lot to an outside writer. I live in Dayton. Mm-hmm. He's very well connected, and that was then, how could I stop? Like, all right, I got to this step, so I have to keep going. And I really, really love it. It is great writing. It's just very different. So
how many writing partners have you had?
Oh, hundreds.
Really?
Lots of them. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I write with people from all around the country. I write with people in Nashville. I write with people out of the country. One of my favorite writers he's from Scotland. So it's just opened up this whole different world. And, you know, I took a shortcut because I've been writing mm-hmm. for so many years, just a different kind of writing. But it presents its challenges too, Brian. I don't mean to be so chatty, but, you know.
That's the name of the game. It's a talk show.
But the challenge is I'm still me, and I still want to be moved by what I write, and I still write from my heart. So the challenge is, how can I straddle that fence and write for the market that is so commercially driven, but still be me? And that's where I am. And it's a challenge. And I hope that at some point I can straddle that fence and not feel the barbed wire or not feel the points of the fence, because that's where I am. And I think I'll always be there.
Catching up with Jane Sachs. Jane and her band plays this coming Saturday night at the newly refurbished Sorg Opera House in Middletown. And you've got your guitar. Could you treat us to one of your new songs?
I will. So I will play a song that is being pitched in Nashville. I wrote it alone, so it is definitely more Jane Sachs, but it's not me on the demo. It's a country male singer on the demo, but I'll play that one. It's called Somewhere.
Sure. Jane Sachs.
Someone's rocking a newborn somewhere. Someone's watching a loved one take a last bit of air somewhere. Someone's lifting a veil to a new chapter. Someone's listening to a judge ripping up their ever after song. Somewhere. Life goes on, sunrise, sunset. Everyone's playing the cards they get. I've had love and I've had regret. Praying it all makes sense in the end out there somewhere. Someone's first time touching in a backseat. Someone just heard goodbye. That first heartbreak sure breaks deep. And it's always in there somewhere. Someone showing their photos, 50 years of memories, to someone who can't remember that old man standing there. From somewhere. Life goes on, sunrise, sunset. Everyone's playing the cards they get. I've had love and I've had regrets. Praying it all makes sense in the end out there somewhere. Between the I wish I didn't and the thank God I did, yeah, life throws it at ya, but I'm grateful for it, learning one day.
the next. That life goes on, sunrise, sunset. Everyone's playing the cards they get. I've had love and I've had regrets. Praying it all makes sense in the end out there somewhere. Somewhere. Someone's rocking a newborn somewhere.
Now that's called Somewhere?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Now, the demo has a male voice on it. Does that happen to be the fellow you wrote it with?
I wrote that song alone.
Oh, that's a solo. Okay.
That's a solo, right? And no, it just has a demo singer out of Nashville. So people are confused by me at this point here in Cincinnati and in Dayton and in Middletown, whatever. Like, why is your voice not on these things? I've got a website of just some songs for Nashville, but... That's what it is. It's like these are being pitched to country artists and you want to try to do it in a country way. So that song has a male demo singer on it.
Now, you mentioned before you played this song, when I asked you how many people you have co-written with, somebody in Scotland, all over this country. How do you get hooked up with these writers? Through the publisher?
Some through the publisher. Okay. And others, just I've networked all of these years, and it sounds like all of these years, but like 5 years worth of networking and meeting other writers. And you click with some, you don't click with others. And just figuring out who you feel like you can be successful with. And I tend to write the best with people that I really like. I think that's a big thing. Like my band. Like I think one of the reasons why we've been together so long is... We love each other, and I think that's important in any kind of collaboration.
That love is quite obvious when, when we see you on stage with the band. And on stage, you'll be this coming Saturday night. The opening act is?
Rob Hoffman.
And they start around 7:30, I believe?
Yes, 7:30.
So when's that put you? 9 or so?
I think so. I think the show wraps up at 10:30, so if we're splitting the night, I think it's hour and a half each. I'm not sure, but... Yeah.
And that's at the Sorg Opera House in Middletown. Jane, it's been lovely catching up with you.
Ryan, so good to see you again.
We'll see you on Saturday.
Great. Thank you.
And we will put a link to janesongs.com on our WVXU website. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.